This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives endorses three bills. CPN Maoist Center forms 156-member Politburo and 41-member Standing Committee. Nepal urges international community for easy access to vaccines. And Russian President Vladimir Putin had challenged the West to try and defeat Russia on the battlefield as it intensifies attack on eastern part of Ukraine. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives has endorsed three bills. The House meeting held yesterday unanimously endorsed the Social Security First Amendment Bill 2022, the Water Supply and Sanitation Bill 2020, and the Bill to Amend some Acts related to Criminal Offence and Criminal Procedure 2022. The Social Security Bill was tabled for the endorsement by Home Minister Balkrishna Khand, while the Water Supply and Sanitation Bill was presented by Minister for Water Supply Umakanta Chowdhury. Likewise, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Gobinda Prasad Sharma Koirala presented the bill to amend some acts related to criminal offences and criminal procedure. Meanwhile, the annual report of the Muslim Commission 2020-21 has been presented in the House of Representatives. Home Minister Balkrishna Khand, on behalf of Prime Minister Sherbhatu Deoba, tabled the report in a meeting of the lower house of the Federal Parliament yesterday. The National Assembly has endorsed the proposal tabled seeking consideration over the Madan Bhandari Science and Technology University Bill 2019. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Paudel presented the bill in the meeting yesterday. Responding to the queries of the lawmakers, Minister Paudel said the government was trying to break the culture of the conventional education system by opening the university. Likewise, the National Assembly unanimously endorsed a proposal to consider the bill to regulate the business of acid and other harmful chemical substances. In the meeting, Home Minister Balkrishna Khand presented the proposal seeking consideration over the bill received from the House of Representatives along with MSS. The CPN Maoist Centre has formed 156-member Politburo and a 41-member Standing Committee to overhaul the party. Party Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda proposed the names of Politburo and Standing Committee members in the ongoing Central Committee meeting in Kathmandu yesterday. Chairman Dahal said he had included the senior leaders in the Standing Committee and the second-rank leaders in Politburo. Meanwhile, the CPN Maoist Centre has directed its ministers in the coalition government to submit details of positive works carried out by their respective ministries. During the ongoing Central Committee meeting of the party in Kathmandu, Chairman Dahal expressed concern over the non-publicity of important works carried out by the ministers from the CPN Maoist Centre. The meeting also passed the political report presented by Chairman Dahal. Nepal has called for the international community to adopt facilitating approach in the production and distribution of vaccines by further strengthening the existing global health system. In the United Nations forums, Nepal has raised the issue to overcome the crisis looming large across the globe due to COVID-19 pandemic. Addressing a session, ensuring equal access to vaccines and resources in the least developed countries in a UN High Political Forum 2022 at New York yesterday, permanent representative of the Nepal to the United Nations, Amrit Bahadur Rai, presented Nepal's opinion. A proposal has been brought according to which Nepal police will look after the security in the Kathmandu Valley in coordination with the provincial police. The State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives reached a conclusion to proceed ahead with a bill designed to amend the Nepal Police and Provincial Police Operation Supervision and Coordination Act. The Act has added a clause providing responsibility to the province as well. Newly appointed Indian ambassador to Nepal, Nabin Srivastav called on Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun. In the meeting held at the office of the Vice President yesterday, Vice President Pun lauded Nepal-India relations as the special one. Vice President's secretariat informed that during the meeting, the duo discussed various aspects of mutual cooperation. On the occasion, Indian ambassador Srivastav said he would remain effortful to make Nepal-India relations closer and warm during his tenure. Two more cholera cases have been reported in the Kathmandu Valley. Director of the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division, Dr. Chuman Lal, confirmed the detection of the cases on a 12-year-old boy of Kageshwari Manhara Municipality 6 and a 58-year-old man from Kathmandu Metropolis 13. With this, the number of cholera patients has reached 23. The Department of Drug Administration, DDA, has banned sales of a drug named Bio-D drops administered to child, citing its side effects. The drug caused various side effects to children who have taken it, prompting its ban, according to a notice issued by the administration's Director General Bharat Patrai. The drug has been manufactured by G Laboratories Limited in India. As per the notice, anything that have not been approved by the administration as per the Drugs Act 2035 cannot be considered medical drugs and their quality, safety and effectiveness shortened. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Russian President Vladimir Putin had challenged the West to try and defeat Russia on the battlefield and said Moscow's intervention in Ukraine marked a shift to a multipolar world. The Russian leader said on Thursday that Russia had barely gotten started in terms of its war in Ukraine and dared the West to try to defeat it in warfare, while also insisting that Moscow was still open to the idea of peace talks. Meanwhile, three people were killed and another five were wounded after Russian forces fired rockets at a district in the northeastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. At least one person was killed and several wounded in a Russian air raid on the heart of the Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk on Thursday, the mayor reveals. The nearby city of Slovyansk also came under fire, but casualties have not yet been reported. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has promised his cabinet he will not use his remaining time as Prime Minister to make major changes of direction. The British Prime Minister has caved in to pressure from ministers to quit as Tory leader but wants to stay in number 10 until the party chooses who should replace him. His collapse in support has prompted some Tories to urge him to go now. But a newly appointed cabinet minister says Johnson has agreed to carry on as a caretaker prime minister. An official timetable for a Tory leadership race is expected to be confirmed next week, with potential contenders already jockeying for position. There is no set duration for such a contest, but a new leader who will also become the Prime Minister is expected by September. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province, Far West Province and at a few places of rest of the provinces. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 31.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 21.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. House of Representatives endorses three bills. CPN Maoist Center forms 156-member Politburo and 41-member Standing Committee. Nepal urges international community for easy access to vaccines. And Russian President Vladimir Putin had challenged the West to try and defeat Russia on the battlefield as it intensifies attack on eastern part of Ukraine. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.in for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.